Hey guys, my name is Bumpy, B to the A to the M to the B-I. You're listening to the Crossroads Podcast.
I have something to tell you. It's pressure me. And I have tried to cover it myself and can't. So now, we have some problems that if a water more go to the frog mouth, it can walk. And if a drum is there, we don't beat side and side, we beat middle. Then sound will pim 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 pim. So now, I don't want to beat side and side. I have to be bold and tell you everything. You are too beautiful. You are a very nice, beautiful girl. I don't know how to describe you. So please, do help me. All is that, I love you.
So yes. We're just starting the conversation right now. And then I would like to welcome all my guests inside their studios. Mimi.
Yes, dear.
What's up?
I'm good. What about you?
Yeah, I'm also good. How has your week been?
Tiring as usual.
Yeah. When I called, that was some serious event to be, but it still made time to pass through. Yeah, Charlie, big up, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, Dadama, Pacho, put the bear mic. What's up?
Nothing really. I've just been home. So.
You've just been home. Mm. Oh, okay, so I hear you guys are starting your service
on Monday.
Yeah. Wow. So I'm sure like right now you're psyching your mind and stuff.
Yeah, I'm not really ready, but
now you have to.
You're not really ready.
We move.
Okay. That's good. I like your t-shirt. Yeah. Come up.
Boys of
Kakalani. Come up. Jackie. Oh, Jackie. Don't be shy. Come. Let's blanket the mic. Don't worry. When Najipa, regarding, why are you so happy?
Oh, I'm always excited.
Okay, I didn't know. Ah, ladies, scuba namuko, because I want to know. Someone said, Mr. Science and Mask is ongoing.
Oh, but you're still leading. My school is still inside.
Hey!
My school!
Which school is
still inside? National is still inside.
Sir?
Yes!
Oh, sir!
Yeah.
No, you're in trouble, but today you're
in trouble.
So,
yeah, sure.
Okay. All right. So, if you just tuned in, you are listening to Voice of Victory Radio, and this is the Crossroads Show. We've done a little bit of research, the TCR team, and then if you listen from the beginning, I was saying, sir, if you ask any lady, I mean, what kind of guy do you want to date? What kind of guy do you want to get married to? I mean, 9 out of 10 ladies will tell you, oh, first, I want a guy who is God-fearing. And then, fine, everyone wants a God-fearing guy. But it seems the God-fearing guys know. Then get some awkward vibe, be awkward vibe, or background person to me can be near their day. So today, we are going to dissect. Yeah, but same. What I say? So I have these lovely ladies in the studio. In fact, they are really beautiful. I wish you guys were here to just see their faces. We have a CEO, we have a lawyer, So let's kick off with the conversation. Do you guys agree that Christian guys are more lazy? Like Omanum Bonum.
Voice of Victory.
Jackie, let's start with you. You agree?
Not entirely.
How so?
Being mouth lazy is a choice.
A choice.
Yes. So, if you like someone, I think you should be bold enough to say it.
Okay.
If you're not bold enough to say it, that means you're not ready for the task ahead.
I see. But so, you only categorically state that Christian guys I'm off lazy.
Yeah.
You wouldn't say that?
No, I won't say that.
Okay. What about you, Nanama?
I'd say most of them.
Me are boring.
And I feel it's because of you see, Africa, according to say, and culture, and then your religion, Afra.
Okay.
In tea, we are God fearing. You can't really express your feelings. According to say, hey, if you are a God fearing person,
yeah,
and you express your feelings towards a girl, then you have this tag, hey, we are Pemba or SAOAC.
Okay.
But then, as a human being, it's not a crime to do that.
Okay.
So I feel most of them are like that because of how society has defined certain things.
Okay.
So when you man up and you do that, you get that tag.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Mimi.
Christian guys.
Yeah.
So you mean if you are saying Christian guys, you're talking about committed Christian guys?
Exactly. People who come to
because
church.
Because they have plenty of people who call themselves Christians, but they're not Christians.
Wow. Tell me about it.
Yes, I can say I'm a Christian, but truly, my heart, I don't even pray.
Okay.
Do you get it? So, okay. I understand where you're coming from. You
okay.
mean, like, guys who have put it in their mind that they are serving the Lord.
Yes.
And in love with Jesus.
Yes,
that's
exactly.
What you mean.
Exactly.
So, those people, there are some of them who can't talk, like, to ladies.
People are saying, I mean, we are saying that they are more flirty.
It's a general perception of
yes. So, what do you make of it?
I think that some people... As Nanama said,
yeah.
Society has tagged the thing to be like that.
Okay.
Uh-huh. But really, if you're a Christian guy, you are very committed to Christ, doesn't mean that you can't ask... Meaning, you're not going to get married.
Wow.
Definitely, you have to ask the lady you're going to get married out.
Okay.
I don't know how you're going to do it.
Okay.
But you have to do it.
You have to do it.
Uh-huh. So I think some of them have... How do I slang like much a chill mini with impaibo,
okay.
Uh-huh. They don't want to... They feel that when even some of them couple say ebony.
Okay.
Because you're bad pen of
people.
Ebony. Because you might be tempted to do some things that you don't want to do.
Okay.
Uh-huh. That's another aspect of it. But you don't have to be more lazy if you're a Christian guy.
If you're a Christian guy. Okay. So guys, don't you think say sometimes it has to do with familiarity. You know, some Christian guys are too familiar with the ladies, or the ladies are too familiar with the guys, so it makes them saying, "Oh, yeah, I like you. Like, let's go out." You know, it makes it a little difficult.
You don't want to say easy.
Some among.
Yeah, because if you are friends with a person,
mm-hmm.
not just familiarity.
Okay.
If you are friends with somebody,
yeah.
you have to be in a relationship with a friend, not somebody you just don't know.
Okay.
Everything starts from friendship, and
from friendship.
You have to be familiar with the person. Oh, I know this guy. Oh, a good person.
Okay.
And he's my friend. I know what you're talking about. It's very difficult. Some of them before say, hey, as it was zoning me.
Well, yeah, you understand. Yeah.
A bird didn't say, like, you understand.
Voice of Victory Radio.
To have that rapport with the person. But I think that's actually the best way.
The best
because
way.
Because to date somebody, you need to know the person.
Okay.
That's the only way to know the person. Mbakono bit me, or not bit me, a castle, a animal.
Okay.
On Pharaoh, and that's what I mean. I don't know. Like that connection has to be there before you guys even start dating.
Okay.
So that one has to help. But
okay.
then some of them too, on the other hand, because they feel that oh guy with really, the mind say my brother, oh brother in Christ.
Brother in Christ. Okay.
And the man is
okay.
too friendly with him.
Okay.
Like he understands. He has seen all my flaws. But that's what he has to see for you to date.
Okay.
You get it. So that's it.
Okay. Daki, what do you think?
I familiarity. Agree entirely with Mimi.
Okay.
Yeah. Sometimes we the ladies are like we are the reasons why the guys don't even come.
Oh, really?
Because like Mimi said, we've zoned the guy. Brother
okay.
in Christ there. Like what's up? Neni Johua. We're the brother in Christ.
Okay.
We're the sound team member.
Okay.
But then are your brother in Christ on the other hand, oh boy no. Unim say and yet we need you know.
Okay.
On your unia.
Okay.
On your she. Come on.
Well,
your brother in Christ now, so take the bold step and then just ask her out.
Okay, yeah. Okay. And Anama, what do you also think?
I think I side with both Mimi and Jackie.
Okay.
If you are dating someone,
yeah.
If you are Christians and you are dating, of course the goal is to spend forever with the person.
Okay.
And then you can't do that without knowing the person entirely.
Okay.
But then the ladies, as they are all saying, I can't imagine you being in those times with me. We've been friends. Oh yeah, my downfall.
Okay.
It's me. So yeah, That's the issue. It's the ladies.
It's the ladies. But that thing seems like I don't get it too. Why are you guys friend zone people? I don't get it. It's like the panel have been with too much and now I don't get it.
You don't get it.
Yeah, like why would you friend someone?
You don't understand ourselves.
Wow.
And I feel, okay. I'm blaming the guys,
okay.
In a way for this
okay.
too.
Okay.
If you also. Know you have feelings for this girl, like say it. Like early. Right? Yeah. Can in terms so that we see that okay, this guy is interested.
Okay.
But then they'll be too familiar with you for you. Why drink on? Because you say, hey, guy, okay. Your feelings with mommy. You be there, then out of the blue just you hits you like that.
You know that
I like you.
And so, I guys say, so I mean, it's the first time I'm meeting you. I come to you and I'm like, yo, maybe like I've been seeing you around, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I've not really. Had a vibe with you,
okay.
So I come to you and then I'll be like, you know, I like you,
mm-hmm.
And then before we start our friendship, is that what you guys are saying?
No, mm-hmm.
A
and then
1 month.
That's what happens, and then lots of them get bounced. You should know that as a lady there, on and on, and sure say, hey, this guy is interested in her, so don't approach. Other guys too want.
Okay.
Yes. So try and. As you are befriending her, try and give her those hints.
Hints.
Yes.
Very important.
Hints,
but
Charlie.
Don't let her see you as someone who is just in for, you know, lovey-dovey stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. Let her see you as someone who is serious.
Serious.
Wants to build something with you and all of that.
Okay. I really want to know this thing, Pam, because a lot of my friends have been friend-zoned. What I say, me myself, some time back I was friend zoned. What I say, without me even realizing it,
but
you understand, it was when I actually was like, yo, Charlie, let's take it a step further. And I said, oh, Charlie, as you as a brother, like, yo, like, what I say, like, what I say, me, my member, what I say, so, what I say, you know,
what
it's some way. So, you guys are saying, say, the person should be giving you hints,
very important.
Wait, I'm breaking down my because I'm saying like, the person will touch you in a certain way or say something in a certain way. Tell me about it.
I think as you guys are friends,
yeah.
Mubekasa, okay. So, mukase na no now. How do you see marriage?
Like, okay.
When do you want to get married? What's your perspective on marriage? Like a boyfriend? What kind of guy do you like? Like. Draw the person's attention to yes about relationship.
Okay.
So when you ask, it becomes yes, no. Then we move. Okay. I think we should continue being friends. Like, leave minor or even major things. Like when it comes to you wanting a relationship with the person.
Okay. So guys, if you just tuned in there, this is the Crossroads Show on Voice of Victory Radio, and then we are discussing why Christian guys can't shoot their shot or don't shoot their shots. And then so far we've realized that most of the time the squad know they leave some mechanics and how do you call it,
hints,
you know. I mean, if you like the person, you like this lady, just leave some hints, you know, talk about, you know, relationship once in a while, be, you know, just psych the lady's mind. What I say, and then guys, don't you think say sometimes with the ladies too, the way you guys carry yourself, you know, it makes it difficult to, you know, sort of give you that, oh Charlie, I like you,
carry yourself
as I'm asking you guys, maybe no, we're asking
you to explain further, like you're talking about dressing.
Yes, dressing, like the way you talk, like the kind of people you move with.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Don't think sometimes, and also yeah, factor to be a recent guy being now corner by champion, but no, stress on one or two. No, this one there, she's too way
and high maintenance. And
you understand?
So, you prefer to go out a lady who doesn't look good?
Oh, not necessarily, but I mean, it's
not to really look good.
Look good, okay.
So, if I'm looking extremely good and you think that you can't approach me, then it's your own case. And why would you even judge a book by its cover?
Really?
Yeah, people are really nice.
Yeah,
just,
okay.
You just have to dress good. So if I dress good and you think you don't dress too well, but then you want to be my friend or you want to come and talk to me, you just have to have that, like, you know,
okay. boldness and come and talk to me. And you okay. see, you might even be surprised that a person is very cool and might even like you back. Wow. And maybe after that, you can even up your game in the dressing with the person.
Like, yeah. this is some serious support. Guys, see, I told you, no paper, no paper. I'm going to support you. You don't get it anywhere. Other than Voice of Victory Radio, what I say. Okay, so I think that is done with. And then from what you guys are saying, you know, it's like you guys are supposed to come with a certain approach, mm-hmm. right?
What did you say?
As in, so Obi is interested in you, mm-hmm. right? A Christian guy. The person has to come with a certain approach. Otherwise, there's a possibility, say, you guys will bounce the person. Is that what I'm saying?
No, we didn't say that.
So, really? And I'm going to say, you should leave hints and what
no,
not.
That, no, I can't leave a hint.
Uh-huh.
In your approach.
Okay.
Do you understand what she spoke about?
Yeah.
She's saying that if you like me, mm-hmm. and you don't want to be in the friendly zone or brother zone,
okay.
let me know.
Okay.
So as you are being my friend, how do you see this? Like how Jackie said everything. Like you can even tell the person point blank that I like you. Okay. I want to see where this like this thing will go.
Okay.
Do you get it? Into honum not the shaggy on it and say.
Okay.
Like I like you. You guys are still friends. Okay. Do you get it? If anything should happen, good news. If not, later on.
Okay.
Maybe next life or something. But approach there's not really any much approach. You just have to come to the person and talk to the person.
Let's talk to the person.
Okay. You can sometimes even come with gifts. We don't mind.
and I feel the approach. The approach will depend on the guy.
Okay.
Exactly. Yeah. So some guys. Senior will depend on how you are. Who senior will approach you? Girl.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So you have to look and see. Say if you get bounced, it means.
There was
only girl, no. My personality never matches.
Okay.
So don't worry, you could just keep on trying.
Keep on trying.
Yes.
If you like the person, you have to keep on trying. So you're a different person or the same person? If you think
a different person,
a different person.
You can even come with a different approach. One person can come with different.
The approach will depend on you. Just be yourself.
Just be
yourself. Because you definitely
don't want to be themselves.
Okay.
Yeah. So when you be yourself, you definitely find that girl who would want you for who you are.
Yeah,
you don't really have to.
Wow, will be something else.
You don't really have to act like something else just to be accepted. Just be yourself. Because you deserve to be happy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jackie, this is how both people can be good with them.
Okay. Yeah. I'll add to what they said by saying that. Some of the guys have done themselves like spiritus,
like, okay.
They are praying in tongues, like come on, calm down to our level.
Okay,
the girl might be spiritual, but then maybe she will not be as spiritual as you are.
Okay,
if you enter my DM and then you are like, have you prayed? Have you read your Bible?
The
what's your quiet?
Told me to tell
like
this.
That's your approach.
Hey,
you need some, eh? And that's what even makes them zone them early.
Exactly.
I know that you're interested
with me. That's
wow.
I know that you're interested in me.
Okay.
Bombarding me.
Have you read your devotion?
let's do this 3 days fasting.
They are equally important.
Yes.
But where we are going, we'll pray.
Okay.
But before we pray, you have to voice something out.
Okay.
You get it.
Okay.
Just be a man and just say it.
Sometimes you actually just talk about it. Just an open. Or text her, have we done your morning devotion?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no, yes. Oh, how was it? Can you share with me?
Okay.
So the Spirit of the Lord told me this and told me that. Like, you understand that? Every time your conversation is about that, this, that.
And then Bible,
and Bible.
Okay.
It looks like you've been doing so.
Honestly, I was surprised.
You have to mix it up.
No, it's
spiritual.
Isn't it the never kind Bible?
Wow. People want to make up for ladies, need to be more spiritual than the guy. Girl.
Okay.
On bitch, now I say no. Okatong sa. Morning.
Yeah.
Close your mouth. People empire.
Okay.
Ini bibia. But in this afternoon, I'll bet you say yes. You are also a man of God, and you need to know. No, that's not romantic.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
Auntie,
it even puts things off.
Yeah, it does.
Really.
You should know that the lady is not just a Christian, she's a human being. She has feelings.
She has feelings.
There are things going on with her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She would have things that maybe she wants to discuss with you.
Okay.
Exactly.
It's not just about the Bible and all. Okay, maybe this guy is disturbing me. I want to talk let her know that you are not just there for the hey baba, hey baba.
Okay.
So based on now the way your prayer warrant.
Yeah.
If any problem is all but no bomb for you know how much you are from. No.
Nothing. Feelings, no cry.
No, sir. Oh boy, crap. Not the boy name man the problem. To me, I say, please, can we pray?
Oh, it's true. Wow. You become a prayer machine.
It happens.
Wow, guys, I'm so much enjoying this. Like I'm enjoying this so much. So final guest just walking into the studio. It's just a minute to four. And Chema is not. And, oh, see, then they will zone us. Oh, then they will zone us. You understand? But anyway, so do you think Christian guys are boring?
Boring,
no.
How so? I mean, why do you think?
It depends.
Why do
you think
you're not on the boring that you're talking about.
Yeah.
Her boring could be exciting for me.
Okay.
My boring could be exciting for her.
So
how do you mean? If you could.
Say na namuka. Say na prayer na prayer na. Yeah, kind of saying, have you done your quiet time? Mm. How was it? Share with me. I felt in the spirit. That kind of boring. Is that boring? Because I'm thinking, I mean, you have to be spiritually sound. Ooh. You understand? It's so beside your spirituality. Like, it's not a good thing.
No.
And it's not a good thing. Wow, okay. Explain.
It's because they are too. I'm not saying being too spiritual is bad.
Okay.
But we are not living in heaven. We are in the world.
Okay.
As a human being, you are watching movies.
Okay.
You listen to music. You watch shows.
You go
okay.
To
don't just talk about that. Talk about other stuff too. Hey,
okay.
Can I take you to the movies? Hey, have you watched this movie?
Okay.
What do you think?
Okay.
Hey, this thing is a banger. Like.
Something.
Be lively.
Be lively.
Yes.
Be
let
lively.
The girl laugh.
Whoa!
That's
hey,
the main point.
Really?
So come and make a miniaco.
And if you guys go and date comedians or something.
No, we don't say that we want comedians. But if you date a comedian, that's not even a bad idea. But then you need to be happy. You need to be excited.
Yes.
My relationship and our friendship. Say something. Don't be so rigid. You understand? Go out.
This,
have dates.
Mm-hmm.
Buy her gifts.
Thank
not anything
you.
I say about bouquet and anything you see along the way. Anything nice. Free chocolates. Yeah, anything. You know how once a ladies, and you be biao.
Okay.
Something little.
Okay.
Just say, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
You just have to be open.
Be open.
For other things. Learn new things.
Some
people are ready to learn.
Okay.
But you have to be open for change and all those things.
Are you okay?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, but this if I say, let her laugh. No pain.
We like if a lady laughs, like it's something else.
It's something else.
Small story. She will come to you more. If anything, because when him say, guy ready, like, oh, you're good. Or but he's going to listen.
Okay.
After he talks about something else, no, he might be free. So we're going to laugh about it. Like, life is too short for you to just be so sad about everything.
Wow.
Even when she's alone, she keep thinking about it. Hey, this guy.
Exactly.
Hey.
It's true.
Hey, it's true. Don't think say, I don't know, I bet my zone in a point.
No, you can say Jimmy.
Tell me more.
You can't say Jimmy.
Okay.
Just have
some people have like serious sense of humor.
Okay.
And yes,
serious sense of humor.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I said, I'm couple like. Or like a yellow.
Okay.
You get it.
Okay.
Like, how about no Becca?
Okay.
Just a little comment.
Okay.
You laugh about it, you smile. Minka says, swing to a strip papa there.
Okay.
Yeah, you're smiling. Like, a told him, like, and I, who says, some girls like guys who are intelligent. It's what kind of girls, but to me, drink people.
Okay.
You understand?
Okay.
All those things, they count. We don't expect it to be the best, but then the thing, the little things that you can do, it helps.
Okay, Sagi, you are welcome. Charlie, come make you share the mic.
Okay.
What's up?
Charlie, everything cool, sir.
I hear say you prefer you the chew. You hear anything about that? Where you go PG or no PG?
Go me go PG. I'm not your mobile man.
I'm like, what's happening? Is it like your guys are not good or you guys didn't prepare this year or what happened?
Oh, and today I happened to pass by the school today, Charlie. Oh, the state of the science lab now. When you say, I'm in jam. I don't know, Charlie. So the school now is like, we need the old boy support. So could you open Kuma and everybody out there, Charlie Mumba Mumba school now?
All right, so that was Staggy. He was supposed to be here earlier, but then he had to do some assignments, and then but he's still here all the same. But Staggy, that's no day here. The way the girls did, hey, bro, it not be easy, oh. But then they were still, you know, giving some really good points. I'm telling you, we have very intelligent ladies in the studio today. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. So guys, you are still listening to Voice of Victory Radio, and this is the Crossroads Show. We like the ladies to give us, you know, sort of advice to the Christian brothers. Into patchomontre mo pen, and then mo paper. Na yebe, mamo some serious apart. You can just use that to up your game. So Mimi, what we advise for the Christian brothers so that they won't be boring and then they'll be the kind of guys you would like to date?
Okay. There's nothing much to say, but they just have to up their game.
Up their game.
Just be nice, be yourself, feel okay. Free when you want to approach a lady.
Mm-hmm.
Speak well, smell good, dress good. That's those are the main things ladies want to like seeing a guy. So sometimes all of you get scared and everything, but okay. It's not really necessary. She's a human being. So if you go and she's her type or something, like you're a nice person and everything, it could happen. But if not, you can just move on. Maybe you could use a different approach. Or maybe okay. Move on to the next person you think you're interested in. Okay. Maybe that person even likes you better.
Okay.
So just relax. No rushing. Just relax. You can read your Bible. Don't okay. Stress us with your quotations and okay. Those things. That one, once in a while, when you guys are all in hard times, she can seek advice from you. Pray okay. With you. Okay. Uh-huh. But in idea to say, oh, sorry, Anopa, and then let's pray. Can you speak in tongues? Let's just relax.
Okay.
The world is full of other things. We need to learn, grow, you understand? Didn't yeah. I just want to tell them someone relax and they should just make everything flow naturally. Flow it shouldn't naturally. Be something they are not.
Okay.
Okay, that's what I can tell them.
Okay, thank you very much. So, Nanama, yeah.
I want to say that because all of us are saying feel free and come, doesn't mean young basa basa be now, like package yourself well.
Okay.
First of all, look yeah. Good. Put yourself in the shoes of a lady.
Okay.
And ask yourself, would you date a person like yourself okay. as you are?
Okay.
And you should know that everyone deserves the best.
The best, okay.
So make sure you are worth it before you shoot your shot. Package yourself well. Package. And also, there are some guys who like doing this thing. Eh?
Okay.
If they are interested in a girl, they'll ask people around them, how do you see this girl? What is she like this? Is she like that?
Okay.
You'd have to clear all perceptions. Try to know the girl for yourself. Don't have any perception before getting to know the girl.
Okay.
Have a clear mind.
Okay.
Because sometimes you may listen to what people will say about this girl and then it might even discourage you. I'm sure I know, sister.
Okay.
So just try and, you know.
Some people try to get yes. Information from their friends.
Yes.
Which girl we are.
Because for all you know, all her friends are maybe jealous or might okay. Even be interested in you, the guy. So they might okay. Say something that will even okay. Stop you from okay. Approaching the girl.
That's interesting.
So just approach her with a clear mind.
A clear mind.
Get to know her for yourself. And yes, the packaging, I'm stressing on that.
Packaging.
Very, yes. Very if you know important. You wouldn't let your sister date a guy like yourself,
okay.
Don't shoot your shot yet. Because wow. Everyone deserves the best.
Powerful.
Yes.
Powerful. When you get there, then you should.
Powerful. Zaki, can be chair my advice.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. To add to what Mimi and Nanama said.
Yeah.
I think if you like a girl, you yeah. Should go all out.
All out, okay. Like,
as they said, you package yourself. Make sure your English or your chi is on point.
Okay.
Because some girls find wrong or bad English as a turn off.
Okay.
Yeah. So the packaging, you know, it's it's one big thing, but then one small thing too.
Okay.
So the packaging is very important. And then I'll add to it by saying that pray about everything in life.
Okay.
So before you ask a girl out, pray about it. Okay. And then know what God wants to say or what God has to say about it. And don't be discouraged when one girl bounces you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But maybe your wife is in the church, but one girl in the church has bounced you, so she said, what's your dream?
I'm sorry for it, but a girl is singing.
Okay.
Maybe not, oh, you know her, so you go and just befriend her, and then the whole marriage thing will start right from just that hello or hi that you just say. So, irrespective of the fact that you'll be bounced if you try, Charlie, don't give up.
Okay.
The next day, we move.
You move.
That's all.
That's what's up. That's Charlie, you're taking notes. Interesting, interesting. So, listeners out there, especially the Christian guys, this is a very big advice to you. Up your game, as I say. Package yourself better. I mean, look good, smell good. What I say, I mean, be nice. What I say, I mean, the ladies, they are waiting for you guys to come and approach them. What I say, it's just have confidence in yourself, package yourself better, keep a clear mind. And then who knows, even if you go and then you get bounced, in fact, you've learned something. And to bet my coach, you just do another strategy and then go again till it works. You understand? So, thank you guys for passing through, Jackie, Nanama, Mimi, Staggy. In fact, without you guys, there will be no show. And thank you to all the listeners out there, especially those in Kumerica. Charlie boys, namo slabe. And the PJ boys who are losing. Oh, in fact, you guys just lost. You've lost. Oh, okay. No problem. No problem. So, yes, this has been the TCR show, the Crossroads show on Voice of Victory Radio.